Hello friends, welcome to the 16th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and this is a very late edition right now because the Blue Jays are playing the Angels in the West Coast. They're playing in my time zone, so I'm podcasting today's game from the West Coast, and today the Blue Jays are in Anaheim playing the Angels, and the game has been a roller coaster. The Blue Jays scored runs early, but then the Angels came back and scored a couple more runs. You know, fast forward to the top of the ninth, Blue Jays and the Angels are still tied at 5 apiece. Bottom of the ninth, same thing. Blue Jays and Angels still tied at 5. And now we're in the bottom of the 13th. But this time the Blue Jays are leading 8-5. Here's what happened. Jose Bautista, in the top of the 13th inning, do you want to know what he did? Well, he hit his first home run this season against Jesse Chavez, who's supposed to start later in this series against the Blue Jays, but Bautista hit his first home run this season, and that's not only good for Blue Jays fans, but it's also good for Jose Bautista himself, who's been struggling at the plate lately. You know, especially yesterday when he struck out 4 times. Yesterday was a brutal game for Bautista, but today looks like he's slowly regaining his confidence at the plate. So it's good to see Jose Bautista out there, showing us that he could still hit home runs. And a home run he was able to hit today in a very crucial game against the Angels. You know, it was a 3-run home run that gave the Jays an 8-5 lead heading into the bottom of the 13th. So with that said, we're now in the bottom of the 13th, and Aaron Loop is now on the mound for the Blue Jays, trying to close this game, trying to give the Blue Jays their 4th win of this season. Let's see if Loop can do that tonight. Let's see. He is on the mound right now facing Cameron Maybin, who is 1-for-5 today. His batting average is not good. He's hitting 191 with a homer and 2 RBIs. Aaron Loop, on the other hand, has a 1.93 ERA, and that pitch is a ball inside to Cameron Maybin. The set by Loop, the pitch is a ball that is down low, 2-0 the count. Aaron Loop with a really quick sidearm delivery throws this pitch that is right down the middle for a strike, 2-1 count to Cameron Maybin. Having a hard time pronouncing people's names today. It's pretty late, so excuse me for that. And the pitch by Loop is again right down the middle for a strike, Two and two to count. Maben. Takes a pitch that is a slider that slides out of Martin's glove and into the backstop. So the count now is 3-2 to Cameron Maben. Let's see what Loop does here. The pitch is grounded to the first baseman who bobbles it and doesn't get that ball out of his glove in time. So that's a base hit for Maben. And the Angels now have one man on first here in the bottom of the 13th. Man, Justin Smoke bobbled that play badly and just couldn't throw it to Aaron Loop in time to get the out. Aaron Loop did everything right, you know, running to first base, but unfortunately he couldn't get that out. And the pitch to Espinoza is fouled back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Espinoza, a right-handed batter, gets ready at the batter's box. Wants a pitch inside. Let's see if he gets it. But instead, that pitch by Loop is way outside. But Martin was able to catch that one. So the count is now 1-1. Man, that pitch was so wild that Martin had to jump up to catch that ball. Otherwise, it would have gone out of play. Martin with the pitches that he wants. Martin with the sign, in other words. Loop with the throw, but hey, whoa. That throw, that slider, was way inside. Almost hit Espinoza in the legs. Espinoza jumped out of the way and just landed on his face on that pitch. So that was a really ugly pitch by Aaron Loop. And he's in a pickle right now, facing Danny Espinoza with the count now at 2-1. Martin wants the pitch outside, but instead he gets another slider that gets away from him, goes to the backstop, and Maben is now at second base. So Aaron Loop right now is experiencing some control issues. He can't get that slider in there for a strike. Instead, it's all over the place, and the pressure is now on for Aaron Loop. Let's see what he does here. The sidearm throw is another slider that's inside. So Espinoza walks, and the pitching coach for the Blue Jays, Pete Walker, is now walking to the mound, talking to Loop, giving him a few pointers. He's also talking to Russell Martin and the rest of the infielders. And after a few seconds, they go back to their respective positions because they now have a plan against Juan Grottero, the former Blue Jay who was reacquired by the Angels a few days ago. So the Blue Jay pitcher Aaron Loop is facing the ex-Blue Jay Juan Grottero, who takes a pitch that is down low, 1-0 to count. That was a fastball that was down low. And that seems to be the only pitch that Aaron Loop could control in this inning. And that sidearm throw is down the middle, but is not called a ball. I mean, not called a strike. Instead, it's called a ball. 2-0 to count. Loop again with the pitch is down the middle again, but this time it's a strike. So it's 2-1 to count to Juan Grautero. I really like Grautero, by the way. I like his swing. He looks like a power hitter. And the pitch to Grautero is, oh my gosh, what was that? Are you serious? What kind of a play was that? It was hit right at Chris Coughlin, who looked like he got that one into his glove. Instead, he bobbles it, throws it to Smoke, and Grautero is safe. So Grautero beats out that misplay by Chris Coughlin, and Gibby has seen enough from his sidearm lefty. He's walking into the mound. He's getting the ball from Loop, and just like that, Loop is out of this game. He leaves with the bases loaded. Man, Aaron Loop today is just all over the place. I don't understand why he's throwing sliders that are all over the place. He's like Grilly last night, just throwing one pitch after the other that's not working. You know, he's throwing the fastball too, but the fastball is not hitting the strike zone consistently. It's also all over the zone. And so Aaron Loop's got a lot of control issues tonight. And Gibby did the right thing today by pulling him in a bases loaded situation. So instead of giving Loop the opportunity to try to get a couple of outs, Gibby decided to bring in another pitcher so that he could protect this 3-run lead. You know, he's not going to repeat the same mistake he made last night by giving Grilly a chance to face Mookie Betts, who eventually won the game for the Red Sox. So let's see who Gibby brings in here. And it's Joe Biagini. Alright, Joe Biagini's on the mound for the Blue Jays now. Biagini has a lights out ERA, 0.75. And so he inherits a bases loaded situation with no outs here in the bottom of the 13th. And the batter now is Cliff Pennington, who is a left-handed batter, takes a pitch that is low and inside, 1-0 to count. Cliff Pennington, the former Oakland A, former D-back, is now batting for the Halos, and that pitch is fouled back to the left side and into the seats. 1-1 the count. Joe Biagini. Tries to get comfortable on the mound. In a bases loaded situation here, he's feeling the pressure. The pitch is right down the middle and is fouled off. Again, to the left side. 1-2 the count. Biagini looks at the signs from Martin, doesn't shake it off, sets, throws, and that curveball was swung on and missed. And so Cliff Pennington strikes out, and there's one out here in the bottom of the 13th. All right, that was a beautiful curveball by Biagini. That looked like a 12-6 curve, and Pennington just couldn't catch up with it, and he becomes the first strikeout victim here in the bottom of the 13th. And Biagini now faces Cole Calhoun, who is 0 for 5 today. 0 for 5, but he is a home run hitter, so he is a dangerous hitter to be reckoned with in a bases-loaded situation. The pitch to Calhoun is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1 count. Calhoun swings at that pitch and it's driven into left field for a base hit on a one hopper. And so the Angels are able to score one run here in the bottom of the 13th. And the Blue Jays now lead it 8-6. So the Angels were able to get a run on the RBI single by Cole Calhoun. And it's still, the bags are still loaded right now, with one out here in the bottom of the 13th. The Halos just need two more runs to tie this game and three more runs to win this game. They could win it right here in the bottom of the 13th with Mike Trout at the plate, who is 2-for-6 today. With a solo home run, a single, so Trout could win it for the Blue Jays, and for the Angels, and he swings on that pitch that was fouled to the left side, 0-1 the count. Mike Trout is Mike Trout. He is a very scary batter to face right now. A very dangerous batter to face. And that pitch by Biagini is inside. 1-1 to count. If you look at the Big A right now, there's a lot of empty seats. It's very late right now. It's past midnight. And so a lot of fans have left already. This is a very intense game. Especially here in the extra innings. The set by Biagini is a pitch that's inside. 2-1 the count to Mike Trout. One of the young phenoms in this game, the number one player in baseball. In other words, he's the best player in baseball right now. Mookie Betts is not too far behind him. And that pitch was a fastball that was inside, called a strike. So it's now 2-2 to count to Mike Trout. Yeah. That was a fastball that was that froze Trout at the plate. Good pitch. And let's see the pitch now by Biagini, and that's a curveball that skips away from Martin, but he was able to block that pitch. So a nice block by Martin to prevent that pitch from going to the backstop. Nice block by Martin. The 3-2 pitch to Mike Trout. Oh, it hits Mike Trout on the left elbow. And so Trout goes to first, and the Halos score another run. It's now 8-7 Blue Jays. So that was a hit by pitch to Mike Trout. It hits him off of his left left elbow. But there was a little bit of padding there, so Mike Trout wasn't seriously injured. He just walks to first. Gibby, looking from the dugout, spitting his sunflower seeds, looking really nervous right now against Albert Pujols, who's now at the plate. And that pitch by Pujols was a very aggressive hack that was fouled back. 1-0 the count. You could see why Gibby was nervous watching the game from the dugout. Pujols is a very dangerous at bat, just like Trout. Let's see what Biagini does here, and it's a curveball that was low and outside. 0-2 the count. That was a good curveball, by the way. It looked like a 12-6. It froze Pujols at the plate, so the count now is 0-2. Angels fans, Blue Jays fans are still here in attendance, trying to see who will win this game. And that pitch by Biagini is swung on and missed. So Pujols is retired here in the bottom of the 13th for the second out of this inning. All right. Albert Pujols strikes out. So you know what that means, Blue Jays fans? Biagini is dominant. He is dominant. And let's see. Who he faces now. And it's CJ Crone at the plate, who swings at that pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 to count. Bottom of the 13th. Bases loaded. Blue Jays lead by 1, 8-7, with 2 outs, and the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. That was a pitch that was upstairs, but Chrome, with a very impatient swing, misses on that one, so it's now 0-2 to count. Mike Socha, looking from the dugout, praying that the Angels can get a win here against the Blue Jays, and That pitch by Crone is fouled off to the left side. So the count is still 0-2 to CJ Crone. Biagini sets. Biagini throws, and that's a curveball. Low and outside. Beautiful curveball. You see, Biagini's curveball is on point tonight. Unlike Aaron Loop, he has good command of his breaking pitches. Let's see if we could get CJ Crone out here. The 1-2 pitch is fouled back. 1-2 the count. I thought it was 0-2 to count, but it's 1-2. I'm getting tired. Man, but I'm feeling the stress right now from this at bat. Let's see what Biagini throws, and it's another curveball. It's another swing that fouls off that pitch, so in other words, it's another foul ball, so the count remains 1-2 to CJ Crone. The 1-2 pitch is flied into center field, but Pilar is there to make the catch, and the Blue Jays win it here in Anaheim against the Angels by a final score of 8-7. So the Blue Jays win their fourth game of this season here at Anaheim. Okay. All right. The Blue Jays now have a 4-12 record. Okay. Go Jays. Congratulations. I mean, it was a messy game for sure, but Jose Bautista hit a 3-run home run today. And in a bases loaded situation, Biagini came in and was able to save the game. And Gibby took out Aaron Loop when he couldn't get any outs and his slider was all over the place. So there was a lot of timely hits and smart baseball decisions made by Gibby today. He didn't repeat any mistakes from last night. He learned those lessons really quickly, and just like that, the Blue Jays were able to win this game by a final score of 8-7. I mean, it wasn't a beautiful game. You know, the Blue Jays did give up 7 runs to the Halos. But the Blue Jays also scored 8 runs. And it's nice to see Jose Bautista hit a 3-run home run when it truly mattered the most. When it gave the Blue Jays an 8-5 lead. And that was all the Blue Jays needed to win today's game. Just one swing of a bat by Jose Bautista to win this game for the Blue Jays. So he's my player of the game today. I mean, Biagini, you know, he pitched a pretty good outing too, but you gotta give this game to Bautista. He was able to rediscover his home run swing today, and hopefully that gives him a little bit of confidence. moving forward. You know, Bautista's not going to struggle forever. That's pretty obvious. But it's good to see him regain the confidence that he had at the plate. It's nice to see him be confident in himself and his swing, because he's a very important player for the Blue Jays. Without him, the offense wouldn't be as explosive as it was today. And so there is a lot to be thankful for in today's game, and Jose Bautista is one of those players that I am really looking forward to seeing for the rest of the series. Let's see him hit more home runs. Let's see him win more games for the Blue Jays. So with that said, Blue Jays win it here in Anaheim against the Angels. In 13 innings, they win by a final score of 8-7. And that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike, a very late edition. Let's see the Blue Jays get another win tomorrow. I have a feeling that they will. I have a feeling that this road trip will be a winning road trip, and hopefully the Blue Jays will be able to get back to 500 here in April, or at least close to 500. If it's close to 500, I'm pretty satisfied with that too. So let's see what the Blue Jays do tomorrow. Until then, I will talk to you later. Have a good night. Go Jays.